So for the last two decades, pulsed field gel electrophoresis, or PFGE, has been the gold standard for molecular subtyping of enteric pathogens. And this method has been extremely successful for identifying clusters and outbreaks. However, there continue to be instances in which PFGE doesn't provide quite enough resolution to identify true clusters or outbreaks. A perfect example of this is Salmonella enteritidis pattern 4 in Tennessee. This graph shows our case monthly case counts for 2016. We see between 60 and 90 cases of this PFGE pattern in a year, so it is becoming increasingly difficult to differentiate between cases that are part of our background rate and cases that may be part of an outbreak. So historically, we've investigated these clusters when they have additional commonalities by person, place, or time. But of course, this kind of biases our investigations to only identifying rather large outbreaks or acute point source outbreaks. So we felt like we're probably missing a lot. So we decided we wanted to try to use whole genome sequencing to get a better grasp of what is happening with our SE pattern 4 cases. So we started doing sequencing of historic SE pattern 4 in Tennessee in 2016 with the assistance of New York State Wadsworth Laboratories. They analyzed the data for us. If you're not familiar with whole genome sequencing, we use SNPs, or single nucleotide polymorphisms, to compare isolates. And isolates that are less than 5 SNPs different are considered to be related and suspected to have a common source. So this figure on the screen is a dendrogram, and it's very large because it has a lot of historic SE pattern 4 cases in it from Tennessee. And so when they get really big, they turn into a circle. And we actually refer to this as the Death Star in Tennessee, because that's what it looks like. So I'm going to move to May of 2016. We identified a classic point source outbreak. Restaurant A strikes again. This was SE pattern 4. We did an epi study and implicated a steak dish. The steak dish was served with béarnaise sauce that was made with raw eggs, and these eggs were locally sourced also and traced to a farm X in Tennessee. We did do environmental sampling at the farm. Unfortunately, we didn't get any salmonella positives from that sampling. But we did do whole genome sequencing of the cases in this outbreak, and they were all within 0 to 1 SNPs of each other, and they were very different from all the other SE pattern 4 that we had sequenced to date. So at this point, we have some challenges because these eggs are still in distribution, and we don't really know where they're going. We suspect Middle Tennessee, but we don't know which restaurants and how many restaurants. And also, we know that eggs can be a stealth ingredient. People may not necessarily recall that they ate a food with eggs or raw eggs in it. And as I mentioned before, this is a very common pattern in Tennessee, and at this point, we don't really have the capacity to sequence all of these isolates in real time. So we wanted to focus our sequencing efforts by looking for cases with healthy eater signals. And so we did this because our restaurant A was also a farm-to-table restaurant, and a lot of the people in that outbreak had very distinct eating patterns. They're considered healthy eaters. So we tried to look for people with similar eating patterns. After a month, we only identified one case, but they had a ton of exposures, but we decided that we would go down this rabbit hole anyway. And we were glad we did because they had eaten a sandwich at Restaurant B, and Restaurant B makes their own mayonnaise from raw eggs, and those eggs came from Farm X. And so after that, we were able to identify 8 additional cases, most of whom also ate at Restaurant B. One person ate at Restaurant B and C, and Restaurant C also gets eggs from Farm X. All these cases were linked by whole genome sequencing to the original outbreak. This is a summary of all of our cases. The point source outbreak is all the way on the left in May. We had a total of 32. If you're curious where they fall on the Death Star, there they are. And we did eventually receive a distribution list for this farm. There were 32 restaurants and grocery stores these eggs went to, and we visited all of them to provide some egg safety education. We did also look back on our epi data to see if any of the SE cases in Tennessee from April to October had eaten at any of these restaurants, and we didn't find any more cases. We did a second inspection at the farm, and we did get salmonella positives this time, 6 of them. Unfortunately, they did not cluster with the clinical isolates via whole genome sequencing. So to summarize, this was the first outbreak investigation, foodborne outbreak investigation, which we used whole genome sequencing actively in Tennessee, so it was really exciting, and we were able to identify this long-term egg-associated outbreak. We anticipate that as we start using whole genome sequencing in more real time, we'll probably identify more of these and hopefully solve them all. I'd like to acknowledge all of the people who worked on this, and thank you.
Our next speaker will